You know, the women, then it had the big red skirts, the big thick old skirts, and I said they used to have a washroom. And they'd have the thick, the red flannelette petticoats. And there was a cure in that. Then any of them with their chest asthma or pneumonia, they'd keep a bit of that, and if it was burnt, it was all the better. And they wore it then. You know, like, that was like kind of for different ailments now, like.
What do you mean burnt?
You know, like kind of when they'd be washing, they might get burned.
All right, yeah.
You know, well, there was an extra cure then in that. And they'd have the women would have the big buckle boots. And they used to have very warm clothes. You see, they were very healthy people.
Yeah.
And they kept themselves, they had good warm clothes. No, they might have been hygienic, but they were warm clothes. And they were very healthy women.
Yeah.
You know, and men as well, like. But then they eat then a different way altogether to us. Like, I remember now being at home, and it would be no bother for us to have a bowl of soup, two bowls of soup before we went to bed at night. You know, my mother would be making the soup, she'd have the soup on all day long. And on my bridge, she'd say, have a bowl of soup. Now, you'd have a bowl of soup before you go to bed.
Yeah.
The new potatoes then, you'd have them. You could have a stew before you go to bed. Even though you'd be after having your dinner now.
Yeah. So you know, there was no real meals and such like.
There was. But like, you might feel a bit hungry, and my mother would say, especially now with the new potatoes, should we make a stew with the new potatoes and we'd have them before we go to bed?
Yeah.
And you'd never eat the new potatoes until after bonfire night, which is the 23rd of June.